What's left out of today's gospel is important things, but we already know them. We've gone through the Christmas season. We know who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of Mary. We know how he was conceived. We know his identity as the chosen one. And we even, at the baptism of the Lord, heard the voice remind us of his relationship, that he's the Son of God, with whom God is well pleased. We didn't get to spend the 40 days in the desert with Jesus, but Jesus knows who he is. As Luke unfolds the life of Jesus, we learn his identity, we learn his relationships. He knows who he is. And only then can Jesus speak of his mission. His mission, as we heard, he adopts from the prophet Isaiah to proclaim liberty to captives, to announce a year of favor, and to preach good news. Jesus' message comes from a very deep and total understanding of who he is. And perhaps that's why the people cried as they listened to Ezra proclaim the law of God. They had forgotten who they were. They had forgotten that they were chosen by God to be a light for the nations. You know, we are always busy about something. We like to be doers. We like to have a mission or a purpose. But this reminds us, this weekend reminds us, before we can adopt a mission, before we can proclaim our mission, we need to know who we are. We need to remember our identity and our relationship. We discover so much about who we are in relationship to God and others. We discover our mission based on our identity. Jesus can preach and announce, proclaim, because he knows who he is. He just spent 40 days in the desert. Well, not in the desert. Our parish council has spent some time of discernment and proclaimed a new vision and mission statement for our parish, based very much on our understanding of who we are. Our vision is a fulfillment of what it means to be Christian, a community fully alive in Christ. And we are a community alive in Christ when we are in relationship with one another, with our parish, with the community in which our parish exists. We are a community which cannot know life alone, which cannot define our own truth. We experience that life in Christ when we gather together for prayer, when we gather together to learn and to study God's word, and when we seek to follow the way of God. Perhaps you're stuck trying to figure out, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, it's January. Take a deep breath and remember that before you know it, it'll be May, and it'll be over 40 degrees. In that meantime, it's a great time to understand and to remember who you are. You are called, you are chosen, you are a son, a daughter of Christ. As we celebrate baptism with Ian, it's a reminder to all of us of the promises that we make at each and every baptism. It's a reminder to all of us of the grace that God provides for us. The grace which not only transforms the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, but which transforms us, which gives us new life, so that we too can go forth and proclaim, to preach, to share the mission which Christ started, to liberate others by sharing the good news of forgiveness, to liberate others by sharing the good news that there is truth in life, and there are ways in which we can discover freedom and joy in adhering our lives to the commandments which God gives us. There is ways in which we can proclaim freedom and experience that freedom in our daily life. The ways which we can announce a year of favor, for we know that whenever God anoints and whenever God chooses, it is a time to rejoice. Today is a day to rejoice because we renew ourselves to be a community fully alive in Christ, to gather disciples for worship and to gather disciples for education and to serve, not just those who gather here each and every week or who gather here as often as they are in town, but to serve even those who may never darken the walls of our church, but who live nearby or who live within the boundaries, who live next door to you. For we are truly a community which seeks to know the life of Christ and seeks to share that life and joy, that freedom, that liberation which comes in knowing who you are and in reminding others who they are as well.